This is Ozarks at Large. 2020 is not short on fodder for political writers. John Brummett, a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, is often writing about the unprecedented transition of power following this month's presidential election, about the continued effects of the pandemic on the economy and the federal and state approaches to slowing the spread of the virus, and about all of those other laws, resolutions, and bills proposed or opposed by legislators. This week, Brummett again sits down with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics, to cover as much political ground as possible in just a few minutes. Roby asked John Brummett about a plan proposed by Governor Asa Hutchinson regarding taxes and policies.
The governor now comes back to Arkansas to think about his agenda for the next legislative session. He's starting to hang some things out there about some things he wants to do with the budget, particularly in tax reform. Mm-hmm. I think this will be the big area there. What do you think is realistic this next legislative session for him to get through? We've already seen some legislative resistance to quite a few of his proposals, particularly the enticement to lower the top income tax rate for people to move to Arkansas.
Right. I think a middle-class working man tax cut by giving some relief from a used car tax within a price range is a targeted kind of tax increase for a purpose to assist people who need the help and probably can succeed. I think the general drawdown of the top tax rate, which is the only thing he's got left in terms of what all he wanted to accomplish, trying to get it to 5.9 eventually, it's going to 6.6 from 6.9 this year. I think that continues. I think the ability to continue drawing down income taxes at a time when our economy has been under the strain of the virus is a fairly remarkable matter of balancing, possibly getting out of balance by the fact that we're entering a winter of perhaps crisis in the virus. But two vaccines are coming, you know. Asa's big thing, he wants Arkansas to be an Atlanta suburb. He wants us to grow. He wants us to explode in high tech and computer coding and all that. It's his big deal. And he thinks if we'll take our top tax rate, which is now 6.6 for this year, and if newcomers to the state will pay 4.9 for 5 years, then all these people are going to come and they're going to create these businesses and they're going to make Arkansas a smarter, wonderful, more commercially vibrant place. It happens that my Wednesday column makes unmerciful fun of that proposal. It's rough. It's nonsense to think income tax rate at the top level is the reason you will place a business somewhere, then why go to 4.9% Arkansas where you can go to zero Texas or zero Tennessee, if that's the sole purpose? The other is the very concept that we have to bribe people to come here. I find that offensive. We've got lovely dogwood trees. We've got mountains and springs, and we've got some things we're proud of. The price is 6.6% at top income, going to 5.9 for everybody. That's the third. You're basically asking legislators, vote to give somebody who just moved in a lower tax rate than you pay on your top level of income. Go home and tell your top taxpayers that. I think that one, as I think you put it in one of our virtuals last week, looks dead on arrival. I don't know if it is or not, but I hope so, and it ought to be.
I think it's a hard sell for legislators to go back to their constituents and say, I'm giving a tax break to some people that don't live here, but you guys keep paying taxes.
I'm going to give away my whole column. My other point is, if a guy comes here only for 4.9% rate for 5 years, then can we assume the sixth year he's just going to leave? I mean, I don't get it. It's one of the silliest things I've seen this administration come up with.
But there's been sillier in the past. Remember $50 tax refund you were going to get in the Huckabee administration?
Right, and also he had the tax.
Right before Election Day.
And he created that whimsical Tax Me More Fund. For those of us who like income taxes, we could just pay more.
How much did you pay
into
that?
I paid quite a bit. I kept it quiet at the time. Not true.
All right. You touched on it earlier. The virus, coronavirus is raging out of control.
Right.
We've got this balance of the damage it's doing to the economy by the fact that people are sick and aren't going to be participating, but we also have the strain on the healthcare system. And this has been what we've been struggling with all year. Is this, do you think that the governor is inevitably going to have to ratchet some things down further?
I think the governor is, and I think, lo and behold, Joe Biden is going to have to enter the presidency and do that. I don't think or recommend whatever the federal government can in that direction. He hadn't wanted to do it because, I mean, he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't, who wants to start their presidency by saying, let's all now join our new president in constricting our economy? You don't want to do that. But Trump's not going to give him, obviously, any transition cushion on that. Trump's not going to do anything. It's always been a balance. Keep our economy functioning because there is a moral and economic reason to do that. But let's not kill people needlessly because we have no vaccine for this raging, very contagious virus. And 1% doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a whole lot of our fellow Americans who die.
And a quarter of a million people.
And let's not run our hospitals, overrun our hospitals and have to set up temporary quarters in War Memorial Stadium, which is one thing they planned for back in the spring. So it's all a balancing, and the balance is moving because the cases have doubled. And we're entering indoor flu season, which might well be indoor coronavirus season, a hard, hard winter. But what we've got to do, and what everybody is saying, nobody's saying, well, some people are saying lock down for 4 weeks and that will do it. But most others are saying let's surgically reduce our economy. Let's figure there are things you just got to stop doing. We need that. We need it to be smart surgery. And then we need a little teeth in these in the mask thing. We really do. I mean, the mask, if we possibly can. I mean, we have a mask mandate. But if you're in a store and you're not doing it, the store is not going to risk the trouble that could ensue, the political rage of enforcing it. Enforcing it at the door firmly by strict state regulation and police oversight. I know that sounds scary, like a police state. I'm just saying we got to, these things work and they're not onerous, and we've got to do more than we're doing in order to get through this winter.
Yep. But we've politicized masks now. So
of course. We politicized the virus.
Yep.
The presidential race was the virus scoffers voted election day. We counted their votes early. And then the virus respecters overtook them by about 5 million votes through the mail vote. That's what we just observed in this country.
Yep.
That's the divide.
All right. He's John Brummett with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Always good to get your take.
And to be asked for it.
Thank you.
All right.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. There is still more from their conversation, including speculation about what's next in the White House denial of the election of Joe Biden. That can be found at talkbusiness.net. And you can find John Brummett's columns at arkansasonline.com.